This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Being a hater isn't enough for DeSantis. I don't take any special joy in reading about the trials and tribulations of the Republicans because, let's be honest, some of their problems are our problems too when there's a chance they may come back to haunt us. Saying that, I keep up with the zigzag moves of Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, largely because he scares the daylights out of me. One wag described him as Trump without the drama. I wish I could remember the pundit's name and give him full credit because he had a point, and that's also scary. Trying to position himself to run for president in the upcoming primaries, he's managed to the hard right majority of the Florida legislature in Tallahassee so thoroughly that it makes the Politburo seem like a freewheeling body. At his beck and call, they've now declared abortion illegal at 6 weeks, gone after trans people, initiated witch hunts to ban books, and in a totally head-scratching move, declared Mickey Mouse enemy number one and two, woke. How he thought this would help him, I don't know, but it doesn't seem to be working. Former President Trump now leads him by 25 points and is going after him, hammer and tong. Trump has even hit him hard for the way he eats pudding. Let me ask you, what grown man even eats pudding? Recently, the chattering class has nailed DeSantis on his lack of likability. Others have noted that he has the charisma of a rock. I totally get their point. Reading and listening to his act, I can't get that line from the Justin Bieber song out of my head that my mother doesn't like you and she likes everyone, which ought to be one of the classic put-downs of all time, in my humble opinion. All this is why DeSantis scares me. Here he is, an Ivy Leaguer all the way, and trying to position himself to run the primaries to the right of Attila the Hun. I read today that he's on a world tour, looking high and low for somebody somewhere to like him. He seems to have said that he's okay with the U.S. and Japan being friends. Good news, I guess, but I honestly didn't realize that was a big-time world-shaking issue. It takes a lot to make Trump look good, but somehow DeSantis has managed that trick, which might save the country from a fate even worse than Trump, where he'd slip into the White House somehow. But that doesn't keep me from feeling bad for our brothers and sisters in Florida, who are paying the price for his hubris now and will be for some time to come. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.